Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John.
And we're delighted to have everyone join us.
And we're always, always happy to have everybody here for our little Ask the Archangel teleconference. And it's July 22nd, 2016. I almost put 2015 on here. Boy, that would have been a mistake. Lost a whole year. Geez. So, of course, as always with these teleconferences, we'll start with a channeling by Joan. And as you just heard her say, it should be Raphael that will be joining us. And they have requested that questions only be about this evening's topic and be short and concise so that everybody has a chance to ask a question. And then, of course, when you make the questions about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teachings for you and the entire group. So that's very helpful. We'll go back to our, at least attempt to go back to our system of asking questions. And basically, that's it. We will continue with questions after Joan channels for as long as we can or when we run out of time. If you would all take a deep breath and relax and help Joan bring through dear Archangel Raphael.
Greetings. It is I, Raphael. I am honored and very pleased to be with you this evening. I have not come alone, dear ones. I have come with a full complement of the entire archangelic realm. These are great times of change for humanity and for the earth. And many of you are very instrumental in creating that change. We archangels were created to support humanity, and we are very devoted to you. As you know, we love you dearly and respect you for the challenges that you face in a physical embodiment and the limitations that are put on you from your spirit level to take on an embodiment. But many of you, all of you, in fact, joyfully do so because you know how important these times are in the evolution of the earth. So now I would like to talk about some of the things that every one of you know about me as an archangel, and I am known for my healing energies that I bring to humanity. I am known as the healer of Source. But there is another aspect of what I share with humanity continuously. And some of you are aware of this in that I am very based in the element of love. Not only do I share that with you, but there are many parts to this element of love that are not of your emotions. The element of love is a very creative, energetic. Some of you know of the green ray, the green coding. It's a color code that has a great complexity. And when you call upon that color code, it's an extensive energetic that enters in your body and opens your heart, the heart chakra, in a much more expansive and massive way. And through that interface of these color codes, this vast energetic of the element of love, it allows you to begin to enter the consciousness of your sacred heart. This is where your soul, spirit, wisdom is held, and the consciousness of you at that soul, spirit level. And it can be only accessed when you have an open heart to yourself as well as to others. But this evening, I would like to talk to you about not only the benefits of that color code that's very extensive as it enters your body. It helps the body heal itself where there are anomalies. It enters into your mental, emotional body and alters some of that fragmentation as it imparts that love energy, which is very healing to the mind and to the emotions. Is an integral part of this transformative process. I want to encourage you to call upon that green coating and to use it often. Most importantly, to use it for yourself. You have been taught and programmed that to think of yourself is selfish. It is not. Because when you are operating in a field of love for yourself, it is very easy to transmit that to others, to stay out of judgment. And that green coating, as it opens your heart, tempers self-judgment, and therefore it tempers judgment of others. You may not agree with their actions, but in spite of that, you can open your heart to them in compassion, because if they knew better, they would do better. If they could love themselves instead of judge themselves harshly, they would begin to think differently. Their mind would begin to heal. They would begin to feel different, use their emotions instead of using the lower emotions of fear and separation, division, anger. They begin to use a more refined set of energetics that bring about not only health and well-being, but peace and harmony and a more joyful state of being. Joy in being alive. You can't love your life and enjoy and have joy about being in the physical world if you do not respect, value, and love yourself, because your heart is closed. So when you call upon me for healing, when you have anomalies in the body, or if you are stressed and your mind is conflicted, and you call me forth to assist you, the very first thing I do is infuse you with that green color code and that love energy so that you can rest in that energy and the body can relax. There is no resistance in the body when it is calm and in that state of loving itself and valuing itself. And then the body can heal itself, very capable of doing that when there is less resistance in the body. The organs function much more efficiently. So I just wanted to remind you in this little conversation about the importance of self-love and self-value, and remind you of this very valuable resource of that green color code. So now, beloveds, I would like to offer a discussion so that we could discuss as a collective consciousness some of these things I have been discussing, and also to give you time to say any comments that you might have in this regard, or ask questions about your journey and your healing process. So please now, converse with me.
Thank you, dear Raphael. Wonderful, wonderful sentiments as always. I have a couple of questions that have been set in from our listeners who were not able to make it tonight. So the first question is, when I do my meditation on pure clean water on the Fukushima project, I feel good to move into the ocean water in the area and emanate light from my Merkaba with the intention to create pure clean water. I also soak myself and the water with magenta color codes, and that feels good. Would it be better if I position myself in my Merkaba in the center of the earth and emanate the light? If you could help me answer that one, I would appreciate it.
Well, of course, to enter into the waters in your Merkaba field, which is really a vast light vehicle of the light of who you are, from a source state to your physical state. And when you enter the waters, you emanate that pure source energy. You emanate the pure love that is available from that source energy. By entering the center of the earth and connecting with that Christed matrix, you also begin to infuse the waters with that Christed energy. So yes, all of it is very beneficial.
Okay, thank you. And this nice young lady has another question. She says, I went to the beach the other day and did my meditation as I soaked my feet in the ocean water. I felt very connected to the water and the earth this way. Is this a valid way? Does it make a difference in transforming the water when our body is in direct contact with the water elementals?
Of course it does. Your body is mainly a configuration of water. It is composed of water. That's number one. Number two, that's the reason you're embodied. To change the world of form requires a body. We archangels, the master realm, all the creative realms support you. We can send you energy, send you love, give you guidance. But in the end, it is you, dear ones, as the humans in form, that makes the difference, that creates a difference in your world. And when you connect with the element of water, you begin to infuse that water with that human, pure human love, pure human intention to merge with the perfected element of water. As you walk the earth, you impact the earth element. Just by being present on it, and especially if you do it with the intention of being in your Merkaba field, or sending light, or sending love into the earth and connecting with that elemental. Same for the element of air, or the fire element that is so misunderstood. It is that fire element that gives you the passion to alter the earth to help the earth and resurrect it back into its Christed form. So all of these elementals are very important to connect with. And when you enter into the waters with intention and merge with that elemental energy, it is very, very healing, both to you and to the waters, because you are one with those waters. You are one with the earth. You are one with all of the creative realms.
Wonderful, thank you. This next young lady is asking for help from you with and about the magenta teachings as outlined in the summer solstice teaching and the recent message from Archangel Metatron. How can we apply it? Does it override the white gold that we are more accustomed to using? And what about the rainbow colors of the chakras? Just some simple ways of using this color code would be helpful.
This beautiful color code is a very powerful color code. And the precursor to using that color code is that green color code that I've been speaking to you about. In order to use it to influence all parts of your life, you have to have an open heart. You have to be able to enter into your sacred heart consciousness. Now, this magenta color code, first and foremost, contains undifferentiated love and light of source. It is of that very refined source energy and that element of love, that by using this color code and infusing yourself with it, you are able to take that undifferentiated love and light and differentiate it to make it applicable in your life experience. Secondly, that vast color code also contains all other color codes. It is that extensive. It amplifies those other color codes that you use. So if you are using the color code of green, it amplifies your ability to hold that element of love within you and to use it proficiently, first and foremost for yourself, so that you have that self-value. And when you have self-value and self-love, you have the confidence that you can create in your life exactly what is needed and in perfect alignment with the source of who you are. That's the power of this magenta color code. It also contains that blue coating, which bonds with the emotions and uplifts the emotions so that they function at that more refined level. So there is a healing that takes place in the emotions and a deposit that is made within that emotion, and that is the element of love. It heals the mind. Now that the gold coating, the yellow coating, has to do with the thought and the mind. Heals the destructive thoughts that you might hold because of the presence of that magnificent source love. So it is a very extensive ray of love, of a very extensive color code that we have just begun to make you aware of, and how instrumental this color code is going to be in the resurrection of Christ consciousness within humanity and within the earth. Because it allows you to come into a more unified state of consciousness.
Okay. Well, this last question actually has a couple of statements before it so that you can kind of understand where she is coming from. She says, I have lived in South India for years with meditation as my focus. Here, there are no concepts about archangels, channeling, Merkaba vehicles, or violet flames, etc., though kundalini and chakras are understood. And I have experienced subtle energies in my body to some degree for years. For the mind, the instructions are to give no importance to experiences, but to abide as the self that has experiences, leading to self-realization. So my question is, she said, do all spiritual paths arrive at understanding the same reality, or do different practices produce different results, different models, different realities, or different concepts?
First of all, the primary purpose for taking an embodiment is to know yourself intimately. And that can only be done from the interior journey, which you are doing. It is about going within and becoming acquainted with the vastness of your being at that spirit level. Going within and getting acquainted with what you think, how you think, what you believe, and also how emotions that are connected with it. So that's the beauty of meditation, getting into that space where you are quiet and your rational mind is not chattering, because you cannot see the interior of yourself when the rational mind is chattering. So to answer your question, yes, all paths lead to awakening. Now you have to understand you are eternal and you come into various embodiments to experience life at the physical level. Now these are the things that are changing as the earth is evolving, and we have guided you to understand that the physical changes also have to be done. And how you experience life in a body and what that experience is, and can you translate what you have discovered on the interior of yourself and become aware of yourself at that spirit level, how you can use that consciousness efficiently and effectively in your day-to-day life in the earthly experience, thus changing the earthly experience because you are part of that collective consciousness of humanity. And you alter the collective consciousness also of the earth itself. So, yes, all paths lead to that awakening. It doesn't generally happen in one lifetime. It happens over a long period of exploration.
Thank you. That was very difficult. So now let's open it up to our wonderful audience. And let's see what you all have to ask or contribute, please. You're on with Archangel Raphael.
Hello. Hi, Archangel Raphael. Two things. First of all, I want to thank you for being with me in a very trying time when I had cancer, and I asked you and Archangel Michael to be by my side. I am so grateful, and I felt a cocoon of green love that surrounded me for many years. And I know and feel you, and I am just so grateful that that I have met you, and just want to say thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Go ahead. No, I just wanted to say thank you for that, and I understand for me how to call you forth, and as you explain to us all, I understand about the love and within working with that cocoon of love, that green coating.
Yes.
My question is, if we want to share it with someone that's a distance away and they have no understanding of this, but they're a loved one, and I have a sister, for example, that I would love to help heal her in some way. Can I ask you or ask your guidance as to how I might help support her in a better
way? Yes, you can have conversations with her on how you have found great solace by calling on we archangels, and how that has... Does she have any understanding of an angelic presence?
She has gotten to such an awful state that she has cut herself off from her family. So she's not talking to us. So I can't converse with her.
Okay.
But I send her love in whatever way that I can support her.
Yes. And that is all you are going to be able to do. However, never discount the effectiveness of love when you send it in the purity of heart, which you have, and send it often, not having any expectation or not having any specific application for it, but just sending it, surrounding her, and however she can use that love energy.
Okay.
We will, at your request, we will surround her with love and light.
Thank
now,
you.
One of the things that you have found very, very helpful in your journey is the interface with Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
Who has helped you sustain this journey through courage and tenacity, as well as possessing that element of love. And you can send that to her.
Thank you so much.
Ask for us to interface with her. She needn't even be conscious of it, but she will have to use the energies that we transmit to her in the way that she is capable of using. And that is not up to you to decide. And it's very difficult for you to let go of that, because you love her dearly and you want the best for her. But understand, it is her journey. But it is not the only journey she will take.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, beloved.
Okay, you're next on with Archangel Raphael. Hello.
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 Hi, my name is Becky.
Hi.
Thank you. I appreciate that caller's question, because some of that can pertain to me also with my sister. So I appreciate her asking that question and hearing that answer. What's going on with me right now that I would like some clarification on is I am in the Mastering Alchemy program, my third year. And so I'm in the part where we're bringing through the Christed light through the causal body and through the mental emotional body and through the etheric body and radiating that. So I also go and see a nutritionalist, and she does muscle testing for my supplements and so forth. And she can also see the energy and see what's going on with my body and what might need to be cleared at that time. So she's telling me that she sees that in my etheric body that when I was 6 years old, I was evidently traumatized with abuse, in that there's a bunch of blockages in there. So I'm thinking that, is that part of me that has fragmented in my etheric body? And is that something that when I bring, keep going through the Mastering Alchemy and bringing in the Christ of Light through the etheric body, that will heal that and take care of that?
Yes, and some of it, that's a second chakra, first and second chakra trauma issue. Now, whether you consciously surfaces for you so that you know of the event is not necessary for you to heal that. Energetically, as you work with those first four chakras that you've been taught, it does alter the vibration of those chakras and the functioning of them, which eventually alters that etheric body. So the etheric body and the physical body function as a unit. So when you work with the chakras, you actually are working in that etheric level to bring harmony and a much more refined vibration to that body, so that it is constantly transmitting that into the physicality. So until the issue really surfaces, I would not be concerned with it, because at the unconscious state, it is not causing a great deal of problems. It's just something that she observed that was there.
Okay. I am consciously aware of what it is. And so, but I feel like that it's not a problem with me, and I don't have a problem with it, but she's just saying that it's still in there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The body has memory in those two bodies. So, yes, that's not surprising that it's in there. But as long as you aren't triggered by it or emotionally engaged in it, then it is not a problem.
Okay. Because I don't feel like I am triggered by it any longer. She just must be seeing it in there.
It's just that it's the memory imprint. But as long as it's not manifesting in your thoughts and your emotions, and you are not triggered by that in any way, then it is not a problem, because you've either healed that or in some way you have disengaged from that as not relevant to this present moment, which speaks volumes of your ability to stay in the present moment and stay focused on who you are in the moment.
Yes. Can I ask one more question?
Of course.
Since last October, since I've been doing this and changing my chakras and doing all this and Mastering Alchemy, now my blood pressure is going high, and they had to put me on blood pressure medicine. She thinks that the nutritionalist thinks that it's because I have a lot of stuff that's unraveling, and that's why my blood pressure is high, and that I won't be on it. You know, I will eventually be able to get off of it.
Well, it depends. Sometimes if it is a genetic thing that was transmitted through the physicality, you may not be able to get off of it. If it is something that is caused through the thoughts and the emotions, and something that you are not willing to recognize, that's another story, because it's causing stress in the body. Whether you're conscious of it or not, it sets up stress and tension in the body. So there's not a free flow of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to determine if it's a genetic thing connected to those first two strands of DNA. And when you can determine that, then you can kind of relax that the body just is being supported at this time until you reach the stage where you can begin to alter that those two DNA strands.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Raphael. Hello.
Hello. Hello, John and Joan and Raphael. Thank you so much for being present and allowing us to ask questions. It's so beneficial, and it's an honor to be here. I really wanted to ask about the color codes in general, and the green color coding, which is love and for healing. I'm wondering if the green color code can be used if you're in a state of health, but you're uplifting the body into a more perfect physical state. Is the green color code a good code to use, or would you use the magenta or something else?
No. The green is a very good color code to begin with, because it's important to bring calmness in the body so that all of the organs, all of the, it can function with ease, that the blood is flowing with ease, that the hormones that are being produced are in perfect balance. In the presence of love, the body relaxes. The mind relaxes, and also the emotions, which has a big bearing on the functioning of the health and well-being of the body. Now, when you're talking about that magenta code, it just takes it to another level. It amplifies everything and connects you in with that pure source energy of love and light. It opens the heart even more. It opens the consciousness to a great degree and allows you to see yourself differently. It allows you to know yourself at that soul spirit level, who just happens to be in the possession of a body. Body does no longer define you.
Okay. And what about the platinum and the gold light that I'm aware of now? Are those color codes, or is that a different kind of light?
No, there is a gold color code, and there is a silver color code. There are multiple color codes, and they all have a function. That gold color code relates to Christ, the Christed mind, where you, when you align yourself with that gold color code, you align your mind with your higher mind and the mind of Source and your Christed mind. So it's very beneficial color code. The precursor to that is the yellow, which works with the rational mind, allowing it to rest so that your higher mind can take dominance as it is aligned with that Source energy. And then it is magnified in that gold color code. So all of them have very specific purposes in this transformational process, in transforming the physical body into light, into a crystalline form.
Thank you very much for your answer.
You are very welcome. Very good question.
You're next on with Archangel Raphael.
Good evening, Raphael. This is Pat. Thank you so much for taking my call. It is such an honor that we have you here tonight. I wanted to ask you, in terms of the creation protocol that we are learning, I find that some things are easier than others to create and happen pretty quickly. But there is an illness within my body that I've been working on and fine-tuning those legs of the triangle, and really working on, as I'm doing that, being centered and my Merkaba at 100%. And I have called you in a lot in the past, and I'm thinking maybe I just need to call you in every time I work on this particular illness because you are the healer. What do you think?
I think that would be an excellent idea. But understand, yes, I am the healer, and I carry that energy. But as I transmit it to you, it bonds with that innate energy that you have within your spirit. Allows you to be a very proficient creator and to see things differently because the element of love is very present. I would be delighted to be invited into your...
Well, I will absolutely do that, and I thank you for all the times you've been with me. A couple of callers ago mentioned cancer, and you were with me, and I asked you to come into the surgery with me, and I just felt that you were there. It was very successful, and I think I entered with an open heart, and because of that, it went well. And somehow, I also had a feeling that you were working with the surgeons and the other doctors there, too.
I often do that, and I bring with me etheric doctors who are very proficient, who have had experience at that physical level. So they also engage in that guidance.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I do thank you for that. I just have one other question. I know all of you work in consciousness together, but oftentimes, too, I think of Yeshua as a master healer. I think of you both. Do you work together, or how does that work, or is that just a silly question on my part?
No. What you have to understand is we come to you as individuals with personalities. Yes. In the vaster scheme of things, we are a collective energy. And when Yeshua is present, as Yeshua, as that being who was embodied in a body at a time, yes, he was a very proficient healer. And why? Because he used the element of love very precisely and effectively. He knew it, and he used it. His heart was always open. He was always fully conscious of his sacred heart consciousness at that spirit level. And that's what made him such a beautiful healer.
Oh, that just feels so good. I just feel my heart just opening like a rose hearing that. And I thank you for that. I will just keep working on this particular illness, calling you in. And does it just sometimes take a little longer because of the density of the body?
Yes, it does. It does.
So I will move forward, calling you in, open heart. And patience.
And also call in Archangel Michael and ask for his shield.
Oh, I will do that. I will do that.
And this gives you the tenacity to persevere. And also understand that it's not about working. It's about altering the consciousness that is causing tension in the body that creates the anomaly because there is tension. So get in touch with the thoughts around it. Get in touch with the emotions. And approach it also at that level.
I will do that. And I thank you for all you do. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You are next on with Archangel Raphael.
Thank you very much. Yes, my name is Pierrette, and I left a long-term relationship out of self-love about a year ago, and I am well-trained in mastering alchemy. I do all the exercises with all of the different color codes. I have a very good understanding of what's happening and what the lessons were and all of that. And yet, at the heart level, I am unpleasantly surprised at how difficult, how challenging it is, and sometimes quite overwhelming. So I'm wondering, given all of the training and the tools that I have, if I find it this difficult, I'm just wondering how anybody can even survive something like how difficult it is for somebody else. I'm just wondering if Archangel Raphael has advice for me on how to heal my heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it feels really broken.
Yes. Because of your experiences, not just in this lifetime. That's why you're having such a impactful experience, because it stems from other lifetimes where you had a soul imprint and that your heart was broken for one reason or another. And when we say a broken heart, we don't mean the physical heart or the heart of you where that element of love resides. We're talking about the emotions. We are talking about the mind. It's fractured, fragmented, because of a traumatic event. Now, that said, in your case, you took on this embodiment to clear this once and for all. And what a perfect environment it was when you chose this genetic lineage, because it was so unlike who you are at that spirit level.
Yes.
In regards, you found it very difficult. And it magnified the fragmentation in the mental emotional body. And this is why you were having such a difficulty, because not only was it modeled to you, that fragmentation, it was taught. You were programmed. There is limitation in the physical body because of the DNA structure of the physicality, not the structure at you at a soul spirit level, but at the bodily level, which is limiting to the spirit. So just know that when you are able to get in touch with what specifically, where that specific fragmentation lie in the mental emotional body, that you have all of the tools and the wherewithal to make an instant adjustment, and it will be gone.
Great. Okay, thank you so, so much, because I couldn't understand why it was more challenging than I ever thought it would ever be. I knew I was doing a lot of work, but that really helped. Thank you so, so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Raphael.
Hi, Raphael. I just want you to know how much I adore you. I think you're fabulous. I have a couple of questions. The first one that I have, it pertains to being a conscious co-creator. I'm hitting a wall. I am so resistant to wanting to take that level of responsibility on, and yet I know that I've been doing it my whole life. I don't know what the block is. I don't know where it's from or, you know, how to get past it. And I feel like, you know, with these teachings, we're moving right along. And I'm like dragging my feet in sand, and I don't understand what my problem is.
You have an issue with this responsibility issue, for one thing. That stems back from more than this lifetime, but
okay.
It is magnified in also in your genetic lineage. You know, so many of you have come so far and done so much, made so many changes in you, that sometimes you forget the limitation of that lineage and the programming of that lineage. And when you have a lineage that is really out of alignment with who you are at that soul spirit level, there's a lot of difficulties in that programming. So, and you've also been told that as you clear that out of yourself, you clear it for the lineage. Understand, you aren't required to clear everything out of that lineage, but you are required for you, not for the lineage so much, but for you to get in touch now, and it's blatantly in front of your face, why the resistance to any type of responsibility of change? Where is the fear and how your thoughts contribute to that and the feelings that you have. You are so capable of holding great love, unconditional love for anyone. And you are always right there to assist anyone who asks or that you see needs help. You offer it. And you don't think about the responsibility because in reality it does not exist. The only person that you're responsible for is you and your life experience and your evolution. You can't assist. You can give of your time. You can give of your energy. But in the end, that person is responsible for themselves and for making the alterations and the changes for themselves. And that includes the collective consciousness of humanity. Humanity gets changed when there is a, and you've heard this also, when a critical mass is reached and everything then is just flooded into that transformation. So you aren't responsible for that. You're only responsible for you, what you think, what you feel, and how you lead your life. So to co-create is not a big deal. You co-create from the love in your heart, from who you are at that soul spirit level. And the result of that is left up to other parts of the creative realm, to the source energy. Do you see?
Yeah. This is really helping. Thank you. Yeah. Do I need to try and pinpoint where my block is, or can I just use that lovely violet fire and the healing energies of the green rays to...
And do that. But also get a handle on where that, when you're triggered into that, no, I can't do this, no, I don't want to do this. But when you can adjust your thoughts and emotions around that and see that the only changes that you are responsible for making are the changes in yourself and everything else takes care of itself. That's how you co-create, because you co-create in the light that you are. Do you see that? So there's no big healing process that you have to go through. You just have to pay attention when you get triggered into that space where you want to back away and there's
okay.
resistance. And then adjust your thought around it and say, I am love, I am okay, and the only person I'm responsible to is me. And when I act and am responsible, everything else is affected. My light shines pure and clear. That's how you co-create.
The other question that I have is kind of a more general one, and that is, it's very interesting that life right now seems very flat, that you know, there aren't any really high highs and there aren't any really super low lows, although right now, I'm, because I've been beating myself up about this co-creation thing, I'm feeling pretty low. But in general, it's like everything seems to be very bland. I mean, even when I do things that ordinarily would excite me, it's like, oh, that's nice, you know, and it, but it's not, I guess I really thought at this level, because I really feel like we have attained a level, I guess I really thought that I would find even more joy in my life and more, I don't know, I've always been an upbeat, happy person.
And you still are, but you have an expectation that when you enter a level of transformation, that there's this ecstatic explosion of joy. You are in a transition where your emotional body, your mental body is not only being healed, it is being merged, and all of the anomalies in that body are being kicked out, so that you very rarely use that lower level of emotions. Mm-hmm. On occasion you do, but for the most part, you are a very consistent, even-keeled person in your thoughts and your emotions. And that can be misunderstood. You don't have the highs and lows that you have in that division of third and fourth dimension. You are coming into a unity, a unified state of all parts of yourself, soul, spirit, mental, emotional body, all parts of your energetic system are coming into a unified expression, into a vast unified field of light. So you aren't going to have those highs and lows. But in that consistency that seems bland now in comparison, because you don't play in the drama of either I feel so bad or I feel so great, you are in that mid-range.
Yeah.
And eventually you will step up into that more refined range where you operate in that joyful state at all time. And the level of ecstasy and joy is not a high. It's a presence. It's part of who you are. And you're happy and you're centered and you're pure light. It's coming. Be patient. Just be satisfied in this middle range where you aren't in pain and misery. You aren't using the lower emotions to cause you a lot of drama in your life, but you are consistently on an even keel with your emotions and your thoughts. There's very little that you have to be concerned with transmuting. You've entered that evolution of a very consistent functioning of yourself. The passion will return. Not a
good. Good. You know, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Does the magenta code help with all that?
Oh, absolutely.
It refines it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, would you rather be happy and attain that passion in that even keel state, or would you rather be in drama, playing in those lower ranges of your emotion that cause such fragmentation?
Oh, definitely where I'm at.
Exactly. Exactly.
Definitely.
So don't worry, don't doubt that that passion won't be fully engaged.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Raphael.
Archangel Raphael, this is Sharka.
Hello, Sharka.
I am in the class with seeing the divine image, and we are being taught to transform our bodies into a fifth dimensional body and observe our body transforming. And I felt like after a few years, I really felt with more energy.
Yeah.
I felt the transformation for good. However, at the same time, I was, like this last month, I was diagnosed with a skin cancer. And today I received the biopsy that there are actually these cells of skin cancer, which is not so aggressive. But anyway, the doctors would like to cut my face. And I am refusing to do that. And I did my work and I shared it in my class where I believe I figured out the cause that those blemishes on my skin and the skin cancer are a result of me blaming and judging myself for like expressions which I didn't like about myself. And I also was drawn to a Chinese doctor which assured me that he can heal me. And I know I'm the healer. He can help to balance my body with the herbs. However, here and there is still doubt, which sometimes sneaks in, that maybe I should go for the surgery, which I don't want to go to. And I also wonder why I'm experiencing it now. On one hand, I feel like my body is really getting better, and on the other hand, you know, this kind of like news. So I would like to know if it is just some anomaly, you know, which kind of came in my way, or is something else I need to know about that?
It's a long-standing issue that lied dormant in your body until now because of all of the work that you have done, the transmutation work. And now this is one of the final things that you are required to look at in your mental emotional fragmentation. Mm-hmm. That, and also you have to take in regards to the radiation that you were exposed to in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, your body can heal itself when you take care of the emotional issue, which you are looking at and working with. You have all the tools to help the body heal itself and support the body through different natural healing modalities. However, I would still urge you to keep it monitored to see that it's not progressing, that all of the things you are doing are making a difference, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because many of you tend to want to push it away or to hurry the process. And sometimes when you uncover one thing, it will open you up to uncover it at a deeper level.
So am I on the right discovery about
yes.
my self-judgment, and also the choice with the Chinese doctor? Is it a good choice to help me balance my body?
Yes, you are on the right track.
Is there more to discover about my emotional or mental thought which would contribute to this?
Yes.
There is more?
There is a little more, yes. It's layered, and you aren't required. It's not life-threatening
mm-hmm.
at this stage. And as you heal each layer, another piece of that comes up. And you may not have a charge, an emotional charge with it. It may be just as simple as recognizing, oh, yes, I see that, and then changing that particular behavior as far as the thought and the feeling. It may be as simple as that, and it just disappears.
And also the choice not to go for surgery, is it the right choice too?
At this time, it is the right choice, but do not. Sometimes, even though you've taken care of the issue that caused it to come out of its dormancy, needs a little more assistance if it gets too extensive to where it would be a health concern, to where the body needs help. So that's why I'm encouraging you to pursue this, because the body can heal itself, but also to monitor it, to make sure that it is healing.
Mm-hmm. Like you mean physically watching it, right?
Yes, physically.
Uh-huh. And also, when you opened up with the teaching us about that emerald green code, I realized that I was taught that a while ago, I forgot about it. So is there something which is going to help too?
Yes, it would be very helpful for you to use those codes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Raphael.
Hi. Over the years, in my association with animals, I've felt green light come in and connected that with you several times. So this question is about learning to cope with losing an animal. I had a dog for 13 years, and we were never apart.
Yeah.
We were together all the time. And I'm finding it difficult to be on the earth plane and not have that particular animal with me. I've brought the green light in many times, but I'm still struggling.
Yes.
So I just
yes,
was wondering.
Yes, dear one.
Pardon?
Now. You have a very compassionate, open heart. Use it for yourself. understand you are grieving a loss of a friend who provided you in those 13 years unconditional love. And you miss that tremendously at a physical level. So allow yourself to grieve. Love yourself. Be compassionate to your struggle, to releasing that soul back into its collective nature. It served you well.
Yes.
And now is the time for it to return to its collectiveness. Doesn't mean that at another time you won't have another animal, that it can never replace the one that has left the physical, but it can offer a new relationship that you will thoroughly enjoy. Not the same, quite different, but still very enjoyable.
That's
so
wonderful.
Allow
Thank
yourself
you.
To grieve, but be compassionate.
Thank you. Thank you, Raphael.
Very welcome. Let us now close this session. There have been many questions asked and many comments made, but I want to draw your attention to the fact that as you have gathered in this collective consciousness, along with my presence, you, each one of you, has opened your heart exponentially in this last hour. Can you feel the difference from when you began this call and to this very moment? Can you feel the difference and the openness that is now present within you? The calmness and the harmony in your body. The restfulness. This is what the element of love provides for you. Embrace it. Use it. Use all of the tools that you have available, all of the color codes, especially the green and the magenta. If you need help with the thoughts and the emotions, call on the blue for the emotions to uplift them. Call on the yellow to uplift the mind, so you can align it with your Christ in mind in the gold ray, gold coating. I thank you very much for receiving me this evening. It has been quite a delight. Call on me at any time. I am always available to transmit my love and caring for you, for it is great. Blessings, Levitz. Blessings.
Thank you, Raphael, for that wonderful session. I know myself and the rest of the collective consciousness here this evening appreciated all your thoughts, and we just all want to say thank you. And just a reminder for everybody who's on, our next session for Ask the Archangels will be August the 16th. So thank you all for listening this evening, and don't forget to smile. Good evening.